And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 2nd of May, 2017. It was on this date, 1536, Anne Boleyn, the second wife of King Henry VIII, was arrested for high treason, adultery, and incest. She was intelligent, outspoken. She'd been raised in France. She had educated opinions about politics and religious reform. She came to the court when she was 20 years old to serve as lady-in-waiting. She soon caught the eye of the king, and for 7 years he courted her, and for 7 years she put him off. He managed to get his first marriage to Catherine of Aragon annulled by breaking with the Pope, declaring himself head of the Church of England. And then Anne Boleyn consented to marry him. Their early months of marriage were happy ones. Their first child, a girl born in 1533, Elizabeth. Anne had several miscarriages after that, and she never gave Henry the son that he so desperately wanted. So he accused her of every capital offense he could think of, affairs and incest with her brother and plotting his murder and witchcraft, and she was convicted and sentenced to death, beheaded by sword. In her last letter to Henry VIII, Anne Boleyn wrote, "Your Grace's displeasure and my imprisonment are things so strange to me that what to write I am altogether ignorant. Never a prince had a wife more loyal in all duty and in all true affection than you have ever found in Anne Boleyn. But if you have already determined of me, and that not only my death but an infamous slander, then I desire of God that he will pardon your great sin herein, and likewise my enemies, and that he will not call you to account for your unprincely and cruel usage of me at his general judgment seat, where both you and myself must shortly appear." Here's a poem by Dorian Laux, "Girl in the Doorway." She is 12 now. The door to her room closed, telephone cord trailing the hallway in tight curls. I stand at the dryer, listening through the thin wall between us, her voice rising and falling as she describes her new life. Static flies in brief blue stars from her socks, her hairbrush in the morning. Her silver braces shine inside the velvet case of her mouth. Her grades rise and fall. Her friends call or they don't. Her dog chews her new shoes to a canvas pulp. Some days she opens her door and musk rises from the long crease in her bed, fills the dim hall. She grabs a denim coat and drags the floor. Dust swirls in gold eddies behind her. She walks through the house, a goddess, each window pulsing with summer. Outside, the boys wait for her teeth to straighten. They have a vibrant patience. When she steps onto the front porch, sun shimmies through the tips of her hair, the V of her legs fans out like wings under her arms as she raises them and waves, "Goodbye, goodbye," and then she turns to go, folds up all that light in her arms like a blanket and takes it with her. "Girl in the Doorway," a poem by Dorian Laux from Awake, published by Eastern Washington University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.